Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Ahoirde to Siobhan Chen, you're very welcome to Know Your Constituency. This is the RTE Radio 1 podcast where we're profiling all 43 Dáil constituencies over 43 separate episodes, giving you the essential stats on each and every one, the seats, the seat holders, the soon-to-be former seat holders, and all the background and the colour that we find in between. It's Misha Cormac O'Hara. I'm joined once again in this podcast studio by RTE Radio's Barry Lenehan. Hiya, Barry. He's here for all 43 episodes. And also from Cork is Teresa Reedy, political scientist at UCC. Teresa, you're there.
Absolutely.
Now, you're both very welcome back to the pod. This is an intriguing prospect, folks, because we've a five-seater splitting into two three-seaters in Tipperary. Now, it's becoming Tipperary North and Tipperary South. Which is the natural way they look at things in the county, I think.
Yeah, the two are culturally different, I think they say. And as one person from North Tip said, we're kind of like two brothers competing for superiority, is what they told me. Yeah. So I think they're glad to be separated from each other
it's
once
like
again.
The North Italians and the South Italians. Now, let's go to Tip North, Barry. Give us the essentials, the seats, and as far as we know, the seat holders.
Yeah, so obviously Tipperary, a five-seat constituency at the last two elections, and out of that, three incumbents, they being Michael Lowry, the long-standing independent, Jackie Cahill of Fianna Fáil, and Alan Kelly of Labour. Those three here are the seat holders in Tipperary North.
Now, Teresa, this is obviously one of the big changes from the boundary review in 2023. You might talk us through it, though, from the perspective of North Tip.
Yeah, so the boundary between Tipperary North and Tipperary South will run from Cappawhite in the west to Littleton in the east. And it's a similar set of boundaries that were in place prior to, I suppose, 2013 when the two were merged together to create the single constituency. So the kind of electoral competition we have, we've seen that in the past, and that dynamic of Tipperary North and Tipperary South is well embedded in the county. There are a couple of other small changes as well, though, that are worth noting. And in particular for Tipperary North, 13 electoral districts, about 6,500 people were transferred into the constituency from the constituency of Carlow Kilkenny. Now, this is around the Urlingford area, and it was amid much irritation actually in Carlow Kilkenny constituency, and so that transfer happened on that side. And then on the Limerick side, there was just a very small change where three electoral districts were returned from the Limerick City constituency, and so the boundary breach was resolved on the Limerick side, but a new one was created on the Kilkenny side.
And, yeah, and even Urlingford coming in, Kilkenny and Tip, the fiercest of rivalries, the patch that's coming in, the home place or the homestead of the Kilkenny hurling manager Derek Ling, and other legends like Aidan Taggy Fogarty as well, who I think won man of the match for Kilkenny in one All-Ireland. So very much to the chagrin, I would expect, of those in the Urlingford area that they're being lumped in with the North Tip crowd.
Would you ever stop stirring trouble up and down the country on this podcast, Barry? For God's sake, this is actually Teresa constituency I know a little bit, and I know the issues as we saw in recent months, immigration, health and access to the hospital, jobs and investment, and there's a whole host of commuters in this constituency as well. What are the big issues from your perspective in North Tip?
Yeah, it's quite a mixed constituency. You have some large urban centres in Thurles and Nenagh, and maybe Templemore a little bit smaller. But it's you also then have that sitting next to quite a wide rural dispersed population. And there's quite a variation in terms of incomes. There's kind of pockets of deprivation in kind of Rossgrey, Nenagh, Thurles, Littleton. Interestingly, in terms of the profile, it's one of just three counties in the country where more than 10% of people work in agriculture. So that's a sector that's really important in the county. There's also a notable concentration of small construction firms. And so those issues will no doubt weave their way into the conversation. But all of the national issues are going to crowd in as well, like the cost of living, health and housing. And because you did have specific immigration protests in Rossgrey and a kind of a wider conversation across the county, you'd have to suspect that immigration is going to be an important topic of debate and discussion as well.
Now, Barry, the normal health warning that we give during the episodes, that all of this conversation is predicated on the fact that this is at the time of recording, there might be more nominees and so on. But who are the runners and riders in Tipperary North?
Well, often on these podcasts, we discuss a Labour seat, perhaps coming late in the day for the final seat, a potential gain for the Labour Party. But on this occasion, it is certain that Alan Kelly will retain his seat for Labour here. He is put forward as Labour's most certain seat nationwide. Of course, the former party leader first elected here in 2011, and he survived the election in 2016, where many people will remember his enthusiastic celebrations. On that occasion, he had lost a parcel of his home patch to the Offaly constituency, much to his disgust. But Alan Kelly seems almost certain to retain his seat going on the local elections. Labour had a good day around Tipperary, including in Alan Kelly's backyard of Newport, where Fiona Bonfield topped the poll with almost 1 in 3 votes. And he's also had a high profile launch of his campaign as well in Nenagh, with guest speakers such as Alan Quinlan, the Munster legend, Darren Quinn, a local CEO, Mikey Breen, the Tipperary hurler, and of course the woman who replaced him as the Labour Party leader, Ivana Bacik. So Alan Kelly from Portroux would seem on course to retain his seat, and he's already told local media in Tipperary that he's set and on track perhaps for a return to government as well. So watch this space.
Watch this space indeed. How do you see things panning out in Tipperary North, Teresa?
Well, I think the next name to mention is Michael Lowry. He's a fairly well-known politician, a former Fine Gael member, TD, and minister, of course, who left the party amid allegations of corruption. But he's been an independent TD now in North Tipperary for a very, very long time. He actually has 5 councillors in his independent group on the council, including Micheál Lowry Jr. And he supports the government at present, and you'd have to expect that he will hold on.
He's
and comfortably
a huge vote-getter, isn't he?
He is indeed, and I suppose we have to connect him to the next part of the tale, which is that Fine Gael has really struggled in this part of the constituency. Michael Lowry hoovers up votes, and he takes almost the entire Fine Gael vote that is on the ground in this constituency. And the party has struggled really to address that over the last number of decades. This time around, they're running Phil Bogler. She's a long-term councillor. She comes from a business background located in the Killaloe area, and no doubt she will put in a respectable showing, but it's very difficult to see her eating into the kind of the Lowry machine and the Lowry vote. So he is another certainty in this constituency.
Yeah, Phil Bogler first elected in 2004, but geographically she does have to make her way through Alan Kelly votes, so the task really is perhaps gargantuan dealing with Kelly and with Lowry, even if there perhaps is a national push towards Fine Gael in the polls at present. She has it all to do, and of course Fine Gael, they perhaps endured a difficult enough day in the local elections around here in Nenagh. They lost their seat. They weren't able to hold the seat held for quite a long time by Ard cronies Ger Darcy. So really, someone said to me locally that it's a 10 to 15 year rebuilding project for Fine Gael in North Tipperary. Michael Lowry, as Teresa said, getting those councillors elected, 5 elected in the last local elections, which he described as his greatest ever political achievement. So the veteran in the field showing no signs of abating and perhaps should top the poll.
So what about Fianna Fáil then, Barry, here?
Fianna Fáil dealt an 11th hour blow here in Tip North with the withdrawal of its incumbent TD Jackie Cahill, who many people had expected to stand again and retain the seat here for Fianna Fáil. First elected in 2016 was Jackie Cahill, retaining his seat with a solid but not spectacular showing in the 5-seat constituency last time, around 7,000 votes, and he and his sister councillor Kay Cahill-Skehan informing party members that he was standing aside, mainly owing to health reasons. What happens now for Fianna Fáil? There was some local speculation that the former minister in Dún Laoghaire, Mary Hannafin, might be parachuted in here. Of course, she's from Tipperary originally, and her brother a councillor up until last June, but that was dismissed by Fianna Fáil headquarters to me, who said paper never refuses ink. All eyes now, particularly on Michael Smith Jr. in Ross Grey. There has been a rivalry between Smith Smith and Jackie Cahill in the years previously when they ran together in 2016. A text message was reportedly sent out encouraging Fianna Fáil members to vote for Jackie Cahill at Smith's expense. Fianna Fáil subsequently had to deny that this had come from Fianna Fáil official sources. Whilst in 2020, Smith's camp were reportedly canvassing for other Fianna Fáil candidates in the field at Jackie Cahill's expense, perhaps to get a route back for the Smith name. Now, the Smith name is a political royalty around Tipperary. Michael Smith Jr.'s father, a TD on and off here between 1969 and 2007, a former defence minister as well. And Smith would seem well placed to take the seat based in Roscrea. The only fly in the ointment is that it is likely at the time of recording he'd have to go through a selection convention against Ryan O'Mara, who's Jackie Cahill's political assistant, the 28-year-old winning a seat for the first time in the Nina local electoral area in the local elections. But Michael Smith's camp saying that, look, if O'Mara gets through, if Cahill pushes him through, then it'll be advantage Phil Bugler and Fine Gael, and Simon Harris will be bombarding the constituency. Phil Bugler also apparently has the prominent independent councillor and Boris O'Kane, Jo Hannigan, in her camp backing her, so she might get a bit of momentum from Jackie Cahill's departure. You'd still imagine Fianna Fáil will hold a seat here, even if it's Michael Smith Jr. or Ryan O'Mara, and as long as they avoid any recriminations around the selection process, they should still have enough votes to hold the seat here. Another candidate to look out for is Jim Ryan. He topped the poll as an independent in the Thurles electoral area in the local elections, garnering 2,435 first preferences. So any swing towards independence also could bring him into the mix. But at the moment, Kelly and Lowry seem really rather clear of the rest of the field, and still the odds would favour Fianna Fáil to hold the Jackie Cahill seat here in Tip North.
That's how you see it as well, Teresa.
Yeah, absolutely. You have candidates from some of the smaller parties that have already declared. Iva Pocock from the Greens, but this isn't natural Green territory. Dan Harty from Sinn Féin, he was selected in early October. He ran in the June elections, got 742 votes, but he'd really need a significant swing towards the party to have a chance of featuring, and that's not the way the prevailing wind is going at the moment. So I think the kind of smaller parties are really going to struggle here. There's a seat for Alan Kelly and the Labour Party, and I think the other parties really won't feature beyond that.
There is an interesting stat here which may make this constituency rather relevant when all is said and done. Tipperary North, a rare example of a bellwether constituency from 1969 onwards, with the exception of February 1982, two of the three deputies returned in North Tipperary went on to support the resulting government. So who will be the two of the three at this occasion? If we think Fianna Fáil are getting back in, and then does this stat mean a return to government buildings for the Labour Party, or perhaps will Messrs Harris and Martin be striking a deal with Mr Lowry there as well in Holy Cross? So that will be one to watch when all is said and done.
And see, there you go. That's why you should listen to this podcast, because now Tipperary North takes on an altogether more important base in this election, doesn't it? Barry Lenehan, thank you very much indeed. Teresa Reedy, thank you as well. We'll leave it there. Chibrador and Hua for now, Tipperary North. Barry, you'll be back with us for an update after nominations close. Our thanks to Cormac Burke for all his research, Kieran Cullen on sound, our producer Alistair McConnell. And remember to tune in to RT Radio 1 on results weekend and across RT television and all our digital platforms for full coverage of all 43 constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.